are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspic, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 to 20 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about another Giants win. It's just been win after win lately. They've won four in a row, playing extremely well ever since those Trevor Gott implosions a few weeks ago. Giants pulled to one game over 500. This game last night was a come-from-behind win. They were down 5-1 against the Seattle Mariners. But, you know, you kind of just thought, okay, they're probably going to lose this game, but this is the type of game and this is the type of team the Giants have become that they're just able to come back on offense. And so it was just incredible how they went down 5-1 and they just consistently chipped away. Frequently with two outs and nobody on base, they would get a little rally going and they would come through with some clutch two-out hits that drove in runs. So they did come all the way back. The bullpen held on. Logan Webb battled through five innings after starting out really shaky. And it just turned out to be a really nice Giants win that put them a game over 500 and kept them in a playoff position, with a bunch of their opponents in the race losing, so the Giants have some separation now. So we'll talk all about it, some really interesting quotes from some players about Gabe Kapler, their manager. So all of that's coming up on today's show. A little bit about me: I've been a contributor for the baseball analysis sites Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs. I started a Giants podcast called Covecast in 2015, and then joined the Locked On Podcast Network in 2019. I'm also a lifelong diehard Giants fan. So this was just, it turned out to be an incredible win for the Giants and kind of the type of win that has defined their season so far. And that is sloppy play early and then coming back thanks to the offense. I mean, that if anything exemplifies what this Giants team has been about, it was that type of game last night. In seasons past, I've seen a lot of people write this and I totally agree. The Giants would fall behind not just 5-1, but like 3-0, you know, in the first few innings, and you would just feel like the game was over. The Giants' offense was not going to have a chance to come back. But that is not the case with this 2020 Giants offense, and it's been enough games that we can say with some kind of confidence that this is a much improved offensive team. I think most people would agree with that, but I want to be careful not to get too far ahead of ourselves and act like all of this is sustainable. But the fact is, they've been a well above average offensive team, and they're getting up and down the lineup awesome contributions from most guys. It's really incredible how just the number of guys having really good seasons is so high. So last night, the heroes were Dickerson, Ruff, and Mauricio Dubon, who all had big home runs. And Gabe Kapler came out of this game looking like a genius. I mean, he made The moves that he made just really worked out, specifically with how he handled the left field position. So Alex Dickerson started the game because there was a right-handed pitcher on the mound. So that was good to see because he had to miss or come out of the game the previous night after fouling that ball off his knee. So it was really scary. He was in a ton of pain, had to come out of the game right then and there. And it looked like he might have to miss some time. But the x-rays came back negative and he was back in the lineup the next day. Last night. So right-handed pitcher on the mound for the Mariners, Dickerson obviously in the lineup, and he hits a homer as he's just crushed righties during this stretch that he's been on, and really ever since he's put on a Giants uniform. But then late in the game, with the score tied 5-5, there's a lefty on the mound, and I keep seeing people talking about how, oh, Dickerson should be getting more at-bats against lefties because of how well he's doing, but it's so important to note that, like, he's doing well because he's facing so many righties. And if you put him in there to face lefties, the overall production would probably come down significantly. But the other reason I think that's a little absurd is because the guy who's getting the at-bats when Dickerson is not getting at-bats against lefties, has been Darren Ruff. And Darren Ruff is having a tremendous season in that role, and he did it again last night. So up comes Ruff to pinch hit for Dickerson when a lefty's been brought in, and that lefty has to face that spot in the order because he hasn't yet faced three hitters thanks to the new rule that says relievers must throw to at least three hitters. So anyway, Ruff pinch hits for Dickerson against the lefty, and he hits a tie-breaking solo home run. So as if that weren't enough, because that's kind of a standard move that Gabe Kapler has been making all year. But as if that weren't enough, the Giants just before the game called up Luis Basabe from the alternate site, the player they acquired from the White Sox in a trade earlier this season. He's really fast. So they had called him up prior to the game, and instead of having Ruff go out and play left field after pinch hitting for Dickerson, he puts Basabe in there as a defensive replacement. And then in the top of the eighth inning, there's a drive hit deep into the gap that Basabe runs down. And it definitely would have been extra bases if he wasn't able to get to it. And Dickerson said after the game that he doesn't think he or Ruff would have been able to get to that ball. So just tremendous maneuvering by Kapler to get a home run out of Dickerson from, you know, against a righty, a home run out of Ruff against a lefty, and then a great defensive play out of his defensive replacement for those two guys. So my hat is off to Kapler and how he's managed this game. And really, I want to say, like, pretty much all season long, he's made a lot of really good moves. I think a lot of the criticism early on was overblown. They were being really careful with starting pitchers, so some of the pulling starters early, I think, had a lot to do with them ramping guys up slowly, and they've had a lot of success with guys not getting injured outside of Drew Smyly and, I guess, Trevor Cahill. But they haven't had, like, arm injuries yet, knock on wood, but a lot of teams, their pitchers are dropping like flies, and so the Giants deserve credit for how they've handled their pitchers, not criticism. So both Logan Webb and Alex Dickerson singled out Gabe Kapler and said that he's picked the perfect spots to come up to them and tell them that he believes in them and that he knows they're going to come through. And with Dickerson, remember, he was really struggling for the first few weeks. And he said that Kapler came up to him before batting practice and said, look, we still really believe in you. We believe that you're going to come out of this. You're going to get some hits and then you're going to take off and catch fire. And that's exactly what happened, like, shortly after Kapler had that conversation with him. And with Logan Webb, it was after he struggled for the first few innings of this game last night, the first two innings. Kapler came up to him and said, look, you're going to go 5-6 innings. You're going to keep us in this game, and we're going to come back and get you a win. And Webb just said that it really meant a lot to him. He said, quote, that kind of gave me the confidence to keep going out there and keep competing. So as much as the fans and many in the media wanted to just bury Kapler early in the season for what they perceived as mistakes, the players themselves have really responded to him, and the hitting coaches that the Giants have brought in that had a lot to do with Kapler as well have had a huge impact on this team. So I think it's time for us to really lay off the criticism and start handing out some praise, because they're getting a lot out of this team right now. So in the second half of the show, we'll talk about Logan Webb's outing, we'll talk about the bullpen, talk about Mauricio Dubon, and probably most significantly, talk about where the Giants are now in the playoff push and, you know, how they were able to gain an extra game over their opponents last night. But before we get into it, I want to talk about our good friends over at Built Bar. If you know me, you know that I love these bars. They've got tons of delicious flavors on their website, builtbar.com. where you can use promo code LOCKEDON and get $10 off your next order, even if you've bought them before with this promo code. But what I love about Built Bar is that they're completely delicious, completely healthy, and also amazingly high in everything you would want them to be high in, like protein. And I'm not exaggerating. The peanut butter bar, for example, has 19 grams of protein, only 180 calories, and 5 grams of sugar. It's just unheard of for a protein bar like this to be that delicious, that low in sugar, and that high in protein. And Built Bar has reset the promo code for this relaunch. So go to builtbar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. Okay, as promised here in the second half of the show, I want to talk about the rest of this game outside of just those moves with Dickerson, Ruff, and Basabe, and also look at where the Giants stand now, a game over 500 with just 17 games remaining. Something else I want to point out before I forget is that the Giants now in their last 162 games are 81-81. And so, yeah, I mean, a lot of people came into this season thinking the Giants were going to be the worst team in baseball. I saw so many times that they were going to lose 100 games if there was a 162-game season. They'd be lucky to finish with 20 wins. They were 5 years away. They were 10 years away. But meanwhile, what they've actually done and what Farhan Zaidi and Scott Harris have built here is a team that's competitive now, despite not having all the star talent they hope to have get infused into this roster in the coming years. It's kind of amazing and almost like insulting to Bobby Evans how fast Farhan Zaidi was able to take the roster that he inherited from Evans and turn it into being this competitive of a team. And it's no small sample. As I'm saying, last 162 games, 81-81. And as we move forward in the coming days, it's going to become over 500 because they finished 2019 on a pretty good run over 100 plus games where they were above 500. So we're going to start seeing, last 162 games, the Giants are 85-77, you know, and it's really significant because that was never the case for the last several years prior to 2019. They didn't have any kind of stretch where they were playing good baseball, but now we're seeing it pretty consistently where this Giants team is playing pretty good baseball. Like, a lot of people want to write off June or July 2019 saying, oh yeah, it was just a fluke, but you don't just completely fluke your way to having a 19-6 month. Yes, a lot of it is good fortune, but bad teams don't just go 19-6. And bad teams don't go 81-81 over 162 games. So it should be clear by now. We're seeing the product and we're only in the beginning. So imagine once, you know, all of this farm system starts getting funneled into this team, they have more time to make more moves, they continue to develop guys, it's only going to get better. And as it is now, the Giants have a really good chance of being in the playoffs in 2020. Of course, the caveat, it's expanded postseason this year, but it's the perfect time for it if you're a Giants fan, because they now have a really good shot of making the postseason. Pretty much all of their competitors in the NL wildcard race lost last night, so the Giants are a game and a half above the Rockies now for the last playoff spot. Fangraphs has the Giants' odds of making the postseason at 67%. So a 2 out of 3 chance that the Giants will be playing baseball in the postseason. And if the season ended today, they would be playing the Dodgers in the first round. And the Giants have been tough on the Dodgers. I know some people are saying, the Dodgers wouldn't want to face the Giants. But, I mean, it would be tough to go up against the Dodgers. But that being said, I mean, they really have played them tough. You definitely would probably see Clayton Kershaw in a series like that. And the Giants got to Kershaw already this year. Austin Slater hit a couple home runs in a game against him. But, I mean, any opponent would be tough for this Giants team. They would be likely to lose, but at the same time, it would just be a huge added bonus for this 2020 team to make the playoffs. So just 17 games remaining, they're all so enormous from this point out with the Giants having this lead. Like, they totally control their own destiny at this point. The schedule is going to get a lot tougher, as we talked about yesterday, after this game today against the Mariners. If it gets played, I mean, my goodness, right now I'm looking outside, it's like completely dark, and it should be daylight right now, and the sky is totally orange. So, you know, if any of you aren't in the Bay Area right now, consider yourself lucky because it looks like the apocalypse is going on outside. So we'll see if this game tonight is able to be played. It would be easy enough to schedule a doubleheader with the Mariners when they go to Seattle next week. So if this game can't get played, they'll be able to reschedule it. And then the Giants head out to San Diego, where it's probably about 130 degrees, considering how hot it's been here in the Bay Area. But anyway, I digress. I did promise to talk more about this game. Logan Webb, as I said, he battled through five innings. He really struggled in the first couple innings, but settled down enough to go five and to get through five and to let the Giants use only the relievers they really wanted to use. I guess you could call them their high leverage relievers. Caleb Berger pitched through a couple of hits in a scoreless sixth. Tyler Rogers pitched a scoreless seventh, despite issuing a walk and a hit. Harleen Garcia pitched a clean scoreless eighth. He's just been really good for the Giants, and another low-key good pickup for Farhan Zaidi. Harleen Garcia is controllable beyond 2020, and that's actually a huge theme for this Giants team, is that the players that they're bringing in and trying out are guys who have team control. There's very few guys that they play or acquire in like these waiver claims or trades that don't have team control. And so the guys who perform well, it's like, all right, well, we're going to be able to keep this guy for a long time. And Harleen Garcia is one of those players. He only has 2 years of service time, so I believe he's pre-arbitration eligible. And anyway, after that, Tony Watson came in and got the save, and he's been amazing as well. He's just been 2018 Tony Watson, which was just an automatic lefty arm out of the pen who just had clean, calm, scoreless innings most of the time and just was always under control and just got the job done no matter what. And that's what Tony Watson has been like this year. So Donovan Solano, haven't mentioned him yet. He had three hits, including a triple and a double. Brandon Belt had two more hits. Pablo Sandoval had two hits. Joey Bart had a hit, and Mauricio Dubon hit that huge two-run homer. So the Giants just firing on all cylinders right now, have a chance to really, really set themselves up if they can play their game today and depending on what everybody else does. So down the stretch they come. I mean, imagine in a normal season if the Giants had a game and a half lead on a playoff spot with 17 games remaining. That's basically what is going on right now. So please come back tomorrow when we talk about tonight's game. It'll be Tyler Anderson on the mound for the Giants, Nick Margavichus on the mound for the Mariners. He's a left-handed pitcher, formerly with the Padres. So expect a totally different lineup out there. Austin Slater, Darren Ruff. They optioned Daniel Robertson, so he probably won't be back unless they switch him around with Basabe again. But anyway, once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. If you like this show, please consider rating it, giving it 5 stars, giving it a thumbs up. Whatever you can do is very much appreciated. Thanks so much for listening. Stay safe out there, and until then, we'll see you next time.